your local bus service had or will have on the community. And if you don't use them, then why not? 01473212121. Text SFK 81333. Nat Bocking is community development researcher at Suffolk Acre. They run a free bus service for carers in one of our most rural areas of Suffolk. Nat, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Good to speak to you. So this free service then that you run, tell us about that.
Well, at the moment, we were running a service for carers. It was a trial service, and after we ended the trial, unfortunately, there just wasn't enough kind of capacity, enough volunteers in the community who were ready to sort of step up and take it on. But then what happened was another community said, "Well, we'd like a bus service, and we've got the funds to provide, you know, to provide it, so could you run it to us?" And so we're doing that at the moment on a trial basis, and Halesworth Community Transport has just put a bid in to run it as a proper stage service, which will be supported by the council to a small degree, but we'll really we'll totally rely actually on on the fares it takes. I mean, the thing is, a community transport, I suppose, will get touted as an answer because, the drivers are volunteers, and so the costs are much lower. But you've always got the problem of where do you get the volunteers from? And it is actually quite hard to, recruit volunteers. Every voluntary organisation will say that.
Yeah,
And especially with buses, you've got to train them. They've got to pass... they've got to very simple, but they still have to be instructed and pass the test. And it's actually slightly off topic, but quite difficult to be a volunteer. I can't drive a bus because I didn't pass my driving test till after 1997. And there's a whole can of worms there.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't realise that.
You've got to be you've got to have what's called a D1 on your driving licence,
right.
That means anyone with a driving licence before 1997 has got one, and everyone who was after that doesn't.
So
young people.
So sorry, Nat. So what was the reason? I mean, why did you feel the need, the urgency, if you like, to set up this particular service?
Well, I was doing some research on rural care as I came onto Radio Suffolk last year and talked about that, and I identified that the one thing that everybody needed in the community more than anything else was transport, because there was transport to one community, but there wasn't transport to another community. They were halfway between two towns, and they didn't really have the choice. They had to go to this other to one town, where they preferred to go to another because there was a pedestrianised shopping area, the doctors were bigger, and anyone had a car was using that town. But anyone who didn't have a car was, and the bus service just wasn't. Also, the scheduling, it's for carers, they couldn't be away from home for, the four hours that it took to go to town and back. So we thought, well, we'll try a new service, and we'll try a community-run service. And it was, in terms of passengers, it was very successful. But in terms of there being enough people, willing to volunteer to drive it and run it, there unfortunately wasn't. But as I said, another community said, "Oh, but yes, this works for us. We can do it. We've got enough people," and they took it on. So
okay.
It's possible.
Let's, if we could, Nat, just have a listen to Councillor Guy McGregor. He has responsibility for transport on Suffolk County Council.
Yes.
He says the authority is trying to help as many people as possible.
Where there is sparsity of population, but there's also a need, Suffolk County Council is rolling out what is not called dial-a-ride. It's actually demand-responsive transport. I've described this as being stretched limousines for those people of Suffolk. That is to say, you give about 24 hours' notice of your intention of requirement on a journey in the DRT area, and a minibus is provided for you to get you from, for example, an isolated village into the nearest market town, or indeed into the health centre or shopping and the dentist. And that we're rolling out has proved to be quite successful. Well, we have got subsidised stage services, for example, from Diss through West Suffolk to Bury, and from Diss through Central Suffolk, through Debenham and Eye, into Ipswich. This is a cracking good service. I mean, the one which runs from Diss to